Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Take it to the bank. How about I'm the Federal Reserve around here? Honestly, I hate to butter my own bread, but I can't believe it's not butter. I have to tell you, Carver High, you don't want me to keep going with all these games I've hit. It's insanity. I even hit Northern Arizona plus 15 against Eastern Washington, with Eastern Washington still winning on the money line. I mean, it is just embarrassing how many games I hit. So, anyway, tomorrow... first of all, we'll have Joe Lisi on here this hour in like 20 minutes or something like that. And we'll see what he thinks of basically Friday's games, right? Because I haven't done them all, Carver High, yet. I've done half of them for, you know, my picks for PharrellOnTheBench.com. I've done about half of the games. First of all, you had to wait. You have to wait until you see who the matchups are. Because, you know, they always have, like, the next day they have all the teams that are in that are already there. And then they got to figure out who they're playing with the late games and such. So now they're popping in left and right. How about this one? Oregon State and Oregon. After Oregon State beat UCLA, they're going to play Oregon now. And Oregon's laying 9. I'm telling you, those two teams, it's a rivalry. They hate each other's guts. It's, you know, Oregon's better. There's no doubt they're better, 20-5. But Oregon State's tough. They wouldn't go away. They beat UCLA, and they were getting their ass beat in that game. Florida State will host North Carolina, Maryland and Michigan, Mississippi State against Alabama, UAB and Western Kentucky, South Florida and Wichita State, Ohio State and Purdue, Florida against Tennessee, Cincinnati against SMU. Also, Texas Southern, Jackson State, Ohio and Toledo, Georgetown against Seton Hall, Morgan State and Coppin State, Iona and Patino against Niagara. What do you got?
Well, Penn State's on a 15-2 run here in the final minutes. It is now a 3-point game with a minute to go in Indy. Wisconsin, who are up, I mean, I saw him up 16 or 17 around the 10-minute mark. The Nittany Lions have come roaring back here. They are, of course, getting 5.5 in this game, which is very significant to some. And right now they are down 3. Let's go.
All right, that is just not good news. I mean, if you're a Wisconsin fan and you blow that huge lead, isn't that like a problem? I have to say, well, I think they stink. And I know people are still trying to sell you this Penn State nonsense. Not you, but others still believe they're a good team despite their losing record. I just don't think they're that good.
How do you
let them back in that game up 15, honestly?
Yeah, no, they're not a good team. And Wisconsin, they've struggled with Penn State this year, which is the only reason why I like the 5.5 tonight with the Lions, is just because for some reason Wisconsin always plays bad against these hacks.
Oklahoma State and Baylor tomorrow in the semis of the Big 12. Rutgers and Illinois. We welcome in our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, USA Armed Forces Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High. So, Georgia Tech and Virginia, Tulane and Houston, and Missouri, Arkansas, there's a good game. Arkansas is laying 3. By the way, Virginia laying 4. Illinois, no line yet. Baylor's laying 9 to Oklahoma State. Seton Hall, Georgetown, no line there yet. I hate the fact that it's, you know, past 11 o'clock at night in the East and there's no lines on the games. I hate the fact that they don't have them up even after midnight. I hate the fact that I got to wait till the morning to get lines. It makes me sick to my stomach, especially when they start the games at 11, 1130. You know what I mean? Like, who has time to wait till 8 or 9 in the morning to get spreads, and then the game starts 2 hours later? I mean,
The games for 11 a.m., most of the spreads are up. It's the games for the night that are in question because the games are going on.
Well, fair enough, but does it not make you sick to your stomach that, like, Vegas, how is it that, like, it's all going on sites in Vegas, right, that matter, like significant sites that matter with spreads, and they don't have them up, nobody has them up, and that's amazing to me, because Vegas, they'll literally 98% of the games, they get down to the very, literally to the down to the half point. They know the exact score of every game. Every game that's played, they have the final score long before they play the game. They know the spread long before they play the game. They know the final score, the total. They know everything. It's just beyond reproach. You can't even argue it. How is it that every game lands on the number? How is it that every game is, you know, by a hook or by 1 point or whatever? How is it? And then you're going to tell me that they don't have the spreads for the game tomorrow? I just don't believe that for 1 minute. I know what they are doing. They are sitting on those spreads. Because the reality is, and no one likes to hear it, but it's true. They don't want to give you a good line. B, if you win a bunch of money in Vegas, they'll stop you from betting. You won't even be allowed to bet there. So Carver, you can't even argue it. So I know for a fact they sit on it, and they, you know, not only that, you know, they'll put them out, and then what they don't like is anyone winning. That's all there is to it. No one ever wants to talk about the dirty little secret of betting. It's that if you're good at it, they don't want you. They don't want you anywhere near their sports book. That's all there is to it. I have too many friends that are good at it, that are really good at it, and they're all banned from every site, every sports book. Can't even go in them. They don't want anybody that's excellent at betting. Obviously, all they want is stupid people. I mean, nobody wants to say it. It's true. You know it's true, Carver High. If you hit lots of bets and take money from them, they don't want you there. That's it. They'll lie through their teeth. That's all there is to it. They don't want anyone to win. They just want to take your money. That's all there is to it. You know it. Just admit it. I can't get spreads, but you'll take my money. And then when I win money, you tell me don't come back. What a deal. What a deal that is. And you've seen it. You've been there with me. Just admit it.
No, sometimes it does take them a while to get the lines out. That's for sure. It's one of the things that I love about over here on the East Coast now with FanDuel and some of these other sites. I mean, they're real good about getting you the lines for the next morning. You know, as soon as the matchups are set, it's relatively quickly that you can go on that app and they get the lines up there in a decent amount of time. But I know what you're saying about out there. There are definitely some spots where they do kind of string it along a little bit before they put them out there.
What do you think about people that they don't?
Well, no, I don't like that at all. No, I'm not. I think that that's ridiculous.
But there's limits on guys that are sharp. Anyone that makes a lot of money and that bets big and bets, you know, large amounts of money, serious amounts of money, you know, 10, 15, 20, 25, 50 grand on games, right? They want nothing to do with those people because they know what's going to happen. They know that they're going to make money, and they want nothing to do with those people. And that's crazy because they're making billions. But there's, you know, and some guy comes along and wins 25, 50 grand. They want nothing to do with him. Bye. Don't come here. That's all there is to it. Give me my lines, you know, before I go to bed. Thanks. And then, you know, can you let people win once in a while? You know, just instead of that, you know, you remember they always have the, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, we're going to give away a car. We're going to give away a car to some old lady. She's not even going to see it coming. And then what we're going to do in the interim is we're going to make $470 million this month. So the car is like going out for a bagel in the morning, right? Hey, we're giving away a car. Woo! And you paid for it. Now, they don't want me around telling it like it is. I'll tell you that much. So be nice to the bettors. Be nice to people that are betting, no matter who they are. You know what I mean? When you're sitting on billions, just let them have their day. You can't even tell me that doesn't bother you, Carver High. Are you serious? That doesn't bother you.
Of course it bothers me. I mean, look, I'm not one who's in the position that they're turning me away, that's for sure. But it would bother me 1,000% if it did. And the people that it happens to, it's absolutely ridiculous. Take the bet. What are you doing to me here? Oh, sorry. Business is no good here.
That's what they say.
Take a walk.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that bothers me. I lose sleep over it. I just wanted to say, can we go through before? Because I know we have Joe Lisi coming up here soon. So I kind of want to go through this now. Let me get to it here. First of all, we haven't talked about hockey yet. But you know what happened tonight in hockey, right? All right, so let's just get the fails out of the way, right? The Red Wings burned me tonight. They beat the Lightning 6-4. I think they were up again 5-2, Carver High, the Red Wings. They were kicking the Lightning ass at Little Caesars in Detroit, right?
They beat them around tonight. It was not even close. They beat them up in some fights, and they beat them up on the scoreboard. Big win for the Red Wings, who aren't going to get many this year, but this will be a night they remember beating up on the Stanley Cup champion Lightning.
And what about the Blackhawks doubled up the Stars in Dallas after the Stars beat them the other night?
Yeah, I was on the Blackhawks today. I thought that they would split this. They had been playing, you know, they played well against Tampa, but didn't get it done. And then they got whacked in the first game in Dallas. I thought that they would come out with a big effort. Patty Kane had a couple of assists. Lankinen played very well for them. Got a 4-0 lead. Gave up a couple goals in the third, but they hold on. Nice win for the Blackhawks down in Dallas.
So I got those two wrong. And then I hit the Leafs, the Panthers, the Canes, the Capitals in Philly, Islanders, Bruins, and Penguins. So sorry I got those 7 right in a row. Again. I just did that last night, too. What did I go, 8-2 last night? And then tonight again. I think so. It is. That's what happened. I only remember all the good ones. Of course I do. But there's been so many. In the last week, I hit an 8-0, an 8-2, an 8-2 again last night, a 7-2. And then right now I'm sitting 7-2. I mean, like, they don't want me anywhere near the sports book when it comes to betting hockey. Every day we go on TV on Coast to Coast, and it always is the same thing. You'll be like, we're going to come back, and we're going to go through the hockey games. And then I'm like, yeah, we're going to make people all kinds of money. And then we do. And so it is. It is as it is. So it is. Carver High and Pharrell making people money in hockey. I wanted to say one thing. Today I said the Penguins have to win in Buffalo like the Islanders do. I said that, quote unquote, like the Islanders do, because the Islanders have beaten them so many times that their own sisters won't talk to them. Their mothers stopped talking to them a long time ago. Now their sisters have turned on them, and the sister's always the one that you can count on. So what did the Penguins do? They went out and beat them by the same 5-2 score. Didn't the Islanders beat them 5-2, 5-2, 5-2?
Yeah, all three games last weekend.
Okay. So I said the Penguins need to do what the Islanders did. They need to 5-2 them. And they went out and beat them 5-2. Boom. Cover. Bruins. I said they were going to kick the Rangers' ass tonight. Like, really kick their ass. 4-0. Boom. I said the Islanders. I said the Devils suck. Islanders, easy money. Boom. 5-3. I took the Capitals in Philly with stones like grapefruit. The size of grapefruit, my stones. And they won. Boom. Canes, all they do is win. Did you see the interview Carver High with the guy, Johansson for the Predators? Is that his name? Did you see his interview in between periods when the chick asked him? Oh, God. You got to go look for that one. Maybe I'll find it and send it to you. The guy's like, she's like, what do you think you need to do? Coming into the third period, he's like, I don't know. Score a goal? Maybe five? She's like, I know you're probably not too happy. He goes, gee, you think? We make people so much money. How about the Panthers coming back on the Blue Jackets? 5-4. John Tortorella has halitosis. His team sucks so bad. Halley breath. Shake out. All right, Pharrell on the bench, and look who it is, our boy Joe Lisi, back on the mahogany, waxing it up, go for the two. What's happening, Joe?
What's up, Scotty? I missed you last week, you know, but I am back on the mahogany. Love talking college basketball, college football with you, and hey, it's an early 11:25 on the East Coast here, loving life.
Listen, let's not talk about that stuff. That doesn't matter half as much as the amount of ass you got last week when you went out on your date. I mean, honestly, how did that go? Did it go well? It sounds like it went well. Like I heard Carver High, I heard some positive vibes coming through the radio lines. I could feel them in my bones.
Scotty, you would have appreciated this, okay? It was through a friend, and, you know, all I'm thinking about is, like, you know, she dropped a date on Saturday to hang out. I said, listen, if things don't go well, you don't like this dude, what do you say we just, you know, you and I just go out? And sure enough, doing in-game live, she's like, let's get together. I'm like, great, let's do it.
Wow,
and
that's awesome.
Not bad, but here's the thing. But here's the thing, Scotty. Watch this.
Right.
So she picks out a great restaurant, you know, and now, like, you know, prime rib, food, right? The bill's up there, right?
Right.
She goes to the bathroom. I'm thinking, bill comes, no problem. I figure it would be a dent, right? So it's a dent. I'm thinking, what three-team parlay do I have to put together on Sunday to take care of this? Right? And in between that, Lewis is asking me, so what do you think about the poll question for Sunday on Football Full Circle between Sam Darnold and this? I'm like, Lou, calm down. I got to put together something while she's in the bathroom here. So I figured you would appreciate that.
I did, but did you ever see the clip of Blue on my show when he told me the story of him falling out of his front door on the ice and
yes and I know you're laughing, but we're like, come on, Mike, come on, like, you know, you break a rib, you go through it, and I know you broke ribs, but I'm like, you call him Blue, all I can think about is old school.
Listen, the injury itself is the most brutal thing you've ever gone through in your life. I mean to tell you, you can't get out of a chair, a car, a bed, you know, everything. I mean, literally everything hurts. And if you this sums it up, if you were to get a cough, you would cry like a newborn baby if you had a cough with broken ribs or rib cartilage. If you have the combo meal, rib cartilage and broken ribs, you will be the biggest bee ever in the history of the world. Cause I literally, when I broke like ribs, several ribs and rib cartilage, I was literally drinking Vicodin. I was drinking it. I was like, man, I'm in agony. Give me 10 of those. I'm like, give me 20, give me 30, give me 50. I mean, I was in agony. I couldn't even get out of a car. Mafia had to like care. Do you remember Carter? They carried me into the radio station to do the show. Like I was in agony. So when the guy told me that he fell out of his house on a sheet of ice and broke his ribs, I just thought it was so awesome. I laughed for an hour. I laughed for an hour because I love Blue. This isn't about not liking the guy. This is about, I love watching people fall down and wreck and crash. And like my son did it in the same thing. He came out in a driveway and he slipped on ice and he bit it, right? He bit it hard. Like he went down like in a heap, like a hockey player just got lit up. He went down so hard. He was like, whap, he was on the ground and all his books went everywhere. And I'm in a car chilling the most. And I'm actually making fun of him now and laughing. Do you like making fun of people, Joe? Like at the end of the day, I'm a horrible person. So is Carver. You need to get to know us. We like making fun of people.
Without a doubt. You know, back when I was younger, remember Eddie the Eagle? The ski jumper?
Of course.
You used to watch replays of him just to wipe out. I mean, that is what I grew up on. Eddie the Eagle wiping out on the slopes. I used to have the VHS tapes. But love it. They made a movie about him too, by the way.
I know. Didn't he, like, let's think about that guy for a second. Didn't he win or something once? Did he win something? I think he wrecked a lot, but he also, like, set some record. Didn't he win once? Didn't he win big? Do you remember?
I don't remember that. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't
you
know.
Just if remember him being a failure.
Yeah, just like a complete F up. Yeah, just crashing every single time. That's that's what it was. Eddie the Eagle, like looking lost, like you crazy. It was great. He was on every blooper reel growing up when I was a kid. So yeah, I'm with you. I love, you know, that's what it's all about. You have to be able to laugh in this business. You know that.
So, and now what happened? So you went out, and when she came back from the bathroom and you had taken care of the bill, and then after that,
I was at the table. Yeah, we hung out. We actually hung out again this week. So we'll say, I'm going to be single for a while.
So you're in love at this point.
Love? I'm not in love. No.
Carver High.
No.
Carver High, your boy Leezy. He's in love already. He's got some hottie. She's
not in love.
She's prime rib like a man. She smokes cigarettes and eats prime rib. So does she live near you, Joe, or have any? She doesn't have any baggage, does she? What kind of baggage she got, Joe?
We all have baggage, Scotty. You
I don't have any baggage.
It's gonna be 50 soon, you know that.
I don't have any baggage. I got game, son. I got no baggage, Joe. All right, so listen, Joe, let's talk about tomorrow, all the games in college basketball. Like, because there are a bevy of games that are already set up. Mm-hmm. We've been looking for, you know, spreads and such because, you know, mm-hmm. they're not all of them are out. So you got to sit there and fiend until the morning. And then we were already talking about like places that don't like winners, people that win a lot of money, they hate us. And so they don't want us to come near, they don't want us to come near their book. They don't want us to come near their app or anything. If you're good at betting, they don't want anything to do with you. So here's the deal. I hit a slew of games today, Joe. I went crazy. So the games that I have, I'll just go through the ones that I have just off the top of my head that I'm looking at right now because I'm not in front of big screens and everything. I just have quick access to it. Oregon State and Oregon. And Oregon State was one of the rare games that I got wrong today, where I got burned because I had UCLA and they blew a lead in that game. They blew that game against Oregon State.
Yeah, they did. And Oregon, you know, played very well against Oregon State at the end of the regular season. You know, they won that game on the road late in 5.5. So, you know, I think Oregon's the superior team. I know it's a conference championship tournament, but I'm still taking the better team in Oregon here. I don't like the fact that USC's struggling with Utah here. I like Oregon in this ballgame.
So North Carolina and Florida State, the Seminoles got to lay in the weeds and wait in Greensboro. They didn't have to play Duke, and I think they would have kicked Duke's ass. But nevertheless, they got to chill, rest, and now they're going to play North Carolina, who had to work their ass off to win and cover that game tonight. So now they're going against a fresher team. Who do you like there? There's no line on that game yet.
Yeah, I would lean to Florida State. Now, Florida State had the first half lead and then got blown out in the second half in Chapel Hill last time they played. But I still think that, you know, the athleticism of Florida State matches up better with North Carolina. But I'll say this, last month and a half of the season, you know, when North Carolina's on, they are on. They're going to be a dangerous outcome tournament time. So I think they lose this ballgame to Florida State, but whoever they play in the tournament, I think they're going to have a tough out. They could possibly be a Sweet 16 type of team.
Or, you know, you can look at it this way. North Carolina got the job done against Virginia Tech, so they are ready to go. I like teams that play, that have played and already won a game and got out of the, you know, the nerves and got out of all the nonsense. They've already won, and now they go to the next step. And so they're, you know, win and move on. And the other team, Florida State, you could say they haven't played, so they're going to have the nerves going into that game, whether you like it or not. They can act all cool. I'll say they're fresher, but I don't think they're psychologically fresher. I'll take the team that played. I think they're going to give Florida State problems. And North Carolina was my number one play today, so I'm with you on the fact that they've been gone for the last month. Michigan and Maryland, it's 8. Michigan's favored. Maryland, after all their failings at the end of the season, showed up today. So now all of a sudden they look like the team that they were supposed to be. Turgeon's team was really good at points in the season. But at the end, Joe, they sucked.
Yeah, but you know what? This is one of my better plays. I really like Maryland here. You know, battle-tested, got 2 late-season wins over Michigan State. I think they cover this number. They might not win, but I think they definitely cover this number against Michigan. The fact that Michigan hasn't played either, like you said, I like Maryland. Gutty win today. Come from behind.
And then I got about 30 seconds, and we'll come back and do the rest of the games. Mississippi State and Alabama. Now, everyone's going to think Alabama is going to roll here, but that was a huge win for Mississippi State that they beat Kentucky in the sense that those kids were going off, Joe, like they had just won the lottery. So I think they're jacked, and I think they think now, here we go, let's go. Let's go give Alabama a problem.
Yeah, well, they covered last time they played by a point, but I'm taking Alabama here, Scotty. That's another one of my better plays tomorrow.
All right, so we're talking to Joe Lisi. We're going to hit all the games and whatever the hell else we want to hit, too. It's for all on a bench. All right, Pharrell on a bench. Joe Lisi's on. He's got a lot of lovers. So, Joe, did you see they showed me this thing tonight. Michigan State announced the basketball team will now be called the Michigan State Spartans presented by Rocket Mortgage. Could that even be true? Could that be true that they're going to – that's how they're going to announce themselves now, Michigan State? Maybe they should keep them out of the tournament. I think they're going to the tournament.
Yeah, they should go to the tournament. I mean, even though – they lost today. I mean, knocked off Ohio State, knocked off Michigan at the end of the year, right? I mean, gutty wins. But
that one at the Breslin on Sunday was good. Now, Ohio State plays Purdue tomorrow. Ohio State's laying 1.5, and they won today. They didn't cover. I hit both ends of that. What do you think Ohio State does moving forward here?
I think they match up well against Purdue. I know Purdue has a big man underneath, but guard play to me is the difference, and I think they can run at will on them. I'm confident laying the 1.5 with OSU tomorrow.
Florida, Tennessee. Tennessee's laying 3.
Yeah, this Tennessee team bothers me. You know, I covered against them, against Florida, laying the 4.5, but they always fall behind. That's the one thing that scares me. Florida played well today. I still got to go with a better defensive team. Don't love the game because they just played, but I would take Tennessee if I had to pick this game. Not one of my better picks tomorrow.
I think that game is actually going to be, my guess is it's close, that 3, it's inside that number. I think that it's going to be a last-second shot, 1 2-point game. I could be wrong. Cincinnati, yeah. And SMU, no, SMU's playing 6.
I love this SMU team. I know I sound crazy with that, but Cincinnati's so inconsistent. Just, you don't know what you're getting. You know, you're getting the team that, you know, pushes Memphis to the limit, or you're going to get the team that loses by 40 to Houston. So I like SMU, better perimeter shooting, just don't have any confidence with the Bearcats tomorrow.
Do you think, Joe Lisi with us, that Seton Hall and UConn will make it to the final of the Big East, or do you think Georgetown will give Seton Hall problems tomorrow, and do you think anyone will give UConn problems?
I like, out of both Seton Hall and UConn, I like UConn better because I think they're a better defensive team. But Georgetown showed up today, right? That was a gutty win without Gillespie for Villanova. It doesn't matter. They gutted that game out. They were down by 10 and found a way to pull it out. I mean, you know, playing Seton Hall, Seton Hall's inconsistent as well. I would lean to Georgetown. Obviously, we can't bet it in Jersey, but I would, you know, Georgetown's a slight underdog like the Hoyas in that ballgame.
Yeah, I would never bet on Seton Hall if I were in the tri-state area. But I just wanted to say, if I was in Vegas, I'd bet on him. I just wanted to say that. I am. I'll bet on him in Vegas. And if I can't bet on him here, I got a bunch of people that will bet on him somewhere else or that will bet on him here. So good luck with that. Here's the deal. Oklahoma State and Baylor. That is Baylor laying 9. And how about this Oklahoma State team? They're not afraid of anybody, Joe.
No, they're not. But I told Carver in the break, I love Baylor. I'm laying the 9. This line is way too much. Something's up. Baylor comes back to form. They struggle with K-State. They didn't cover this number against Oak State. They only won by 11 when they laid 12. I know Kate Cunningham got hurt in that game. He's playing great. Number one player. Give me the Bears. I think they blow them out in this ballgame.
I would never bet on Rutgers if I were in the tri-state area, but they're playing Illinois and in the Big Ten, and I think Illinois is just lethal. I think Rutgers is really good, but I think Illinois is better.
Yeah, I think so, too. More athletic, and talk about a team that could crack the Final Four. It's got to be Illinois. Their ability to win big games in the Big Ten on the road, that's what you want to see come tournament time. So Io and the crew, the number 3 in the country, they deserve to be there. I like them in this ballgame.
How about Georgia Tech and Virginia? How about the Ramblin' Wreck in an upset? Any chance of that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they play – they're a gutty team. I mean, they knocked off Virginia Tech later in the year on the road. They play well on the road. They're senior-leading team. And Virginia, you never know what you're getting. Great defensive team, but, I mean, they always play down to the level of competition, especially when they lay wood, right? Left 5.5 today, they didn't cover. So, I mean, were they going to be favored in this ballgame? 6, 6.5, maybe? I like Georgia Tech to cover this line.
Yeah, it's 4 right now. Missouri and Arkansas. Arkansas has been unbelievable. They're laying 3.
Yeah, I like Arkansas. I'm not sold on Pinkston and Missouri, another inconsistent team that really struggles on the road. They got pushed to the limit by Georgia today. Musselman has that team going. When they're on, I'll take my chances with a team that averages 77 per game.
So how about this one? UConn's taking on Creighton in that other Big East semi, and I think I think UConn is unbelievable the way they look tonight, but I think they beat a pansy team, to be honest with you. They schooled them. So I'm going to say Creighton looked fantastic because I think they are a good team. I don't care anymore about the coach's problems. Let's talk about just pure basketball. That Creighton team will give you problems.
Yeah, and they can shoot lights out, right, from the perimeter. So if they're on, they're good. They're a great favorite, you know, in terms of that matchup. Dominant win today by 30-plus. You know, they're playing well. I would lean to Creighton. I don't really like this game, to be honest with you, Scotty. But, you know, to cover this line, I like UConn overall, but can they win this game outright? I don't know if they can. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I think Creighton is the better team here.
I'm with you, Joe. I knew I liked you. Wisconsin and Iowa. Now, Wisconsin just barely got by Penn State. Is that right? Because they blew the big lead.
Yep, they did. That over came in. I was on that over. It was 134. This team, they just played on last Sunday. I covered this game on In-Game Live with Ciano. We covered this game. But, Wisconsin, I talked about it tonight. They are so inconsistent. You don't know what you're getting. They're horrible perimeter shooting. Trice sucks. But Luka Garza, I would take Wisconsin here. Close my eyes and take Wisconsin. I don't love it, though.
So that's going to be a fail. Here's the deal. Joe is on the In-Game Live 2 to 4 on Saturdays and Sundays. Sunday morning, he does another show, Football Full Circle, with your boy Blue at noon to 2. So he's on noon to 2. Those are Eastern times. Noon to 2 East on Sunday morning. Sunday brunch with Joe and his lover and Blue. And then he does 2 to 4 In-Game Live when all the action, he's got to pay for all of his hot dates and the roast beef dinners. All right, let me go back to the remaining games here. Oh, go figure, the thing disappears on me. So what happened at the end of that, the Wisconsin game? How many did they win by? They didn't cover.
I don't think they did. I was in the car. I missed it. They were up by 3. I saw them up by
1
3.
By 1.
They were up 70. Yeah. So they covered. I mean, they won by 1. They laid 5.5 tonight. But,
That's too bad. So,
they're so inconsistent. They're bad. What about the Ole Miss team? Ole Miss LSU, they're hot too.
Hold on a second. Before we go on to that one, so I just wanted to say about Wisconsin. After they let you down tonight with the 5.5, I'm surprised you want to go to the well with them tomorrow against Garzilla. And then Ole Miss kicked South Carolina's ass. I said on Coast to Coast today that, or either there or tonight with Carver High, I said that South Carolina just sucks. They flat out suck.
Yeah.
Their whole season's been a nightmare. They're terrible. So
right.
Ole Miss should have kicked their ass, and they did. And I laid points. Didn't matter. They rolled. Now, what are they doing tomorrow? I haven't seen that game yet.
Well, they play LSU, and that's what I wanted to bring up. Is I was on Ole Miss today, laying 7. I agree with you. I thought South Carolina had their game, their season when they dominated Georgia by 20. But you know, this game, LSU's the team when they're on, Scott. I love them because I think if they get into the tournament, they could hit on all cylinders. They could make a run and be an Elite Eight type of team. I think they match up well with Ole Miss. I think they win this ball game convincingly. I just love their team. Dave, Smart, Thomas. I mean, they can run the floor. They can rebound. They don't play a whole lot of defense, but when they're on, they're lethal, man.
Yeah, and Carver High loves that team. The coach cheats. He's awesome. I love that guy.
Did he do the McDonald's, though? Is he giving out money in McDonald's bags? Or no?
I hope so. Nevada and San Diego State, I think. How about this? San Diego State is laying 8.5. First of all, that's absurd. And I covered today against San Diego State with Wyoming with that 15 spot. How about Nevada beats them the way they're playing right now?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't shock me. San Diego State, again, whenever they're a big favorite, they just never cover. They struggle with Boise State a couple of times. I know they got the victory, in overtime at the end of the year and covered that game, but they struggled the other day, struggled today. I would lean to Nevada. Again, I don't love this game because I like the way San Diego State plays, but Nevada clearly is the more consistent team heading into this ball game. So catch an 8.5. They can cover that number, possibly win it.
Hey, so, Joe, today we were doing NBA and on Coast to Coast, and the question was, Philly was going to play no Embiid, no Simmons, and it was simple. Like, everybody ran to the window on the Bulls and thinking these guys weren't going to play, and I just sat on the Sixers. I had them anyway. I didn't even know until showtime when Carver High said, yeah, Embiid and Simmons are out. And I'm like, I'm sticking with them. And I was like getting two, and I think it was something crazy like that. I have it over here somewhere. I was getting two when it first opened up. I didn't know those guys were out.
Right.
But they still kicked the Bulls' ass. Do you typically, as a bettor, do you fall for it when a guy gets yanked right before game time? Do you stay with your bet if you were going to think he was playing, didn't know he was injured, whatever, and you had him in a bet, and then you found out he wasn't playing at the last minute? Would you jump off the bet, or do you stick?
No, I stick with it, but I played that game wrong. I knew they were out, and I took Seth Curry tonight over his total and lost. You know, so that's where I screwed up tonight. But that besides the point. If I believe in something, with or without the guy, especially when there's an overreaction, I stick with the bet. I never fail. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I have no problem admitting it. But I'm not going to all of a sudden bet the other side because a key player's out. I'll stick with my bet, especially when the line doesn't move. If the line doesn't have a significant move and it's only a point or two, that's not significant enough for me to jump off in any capacity.
You know, another one tonight I got was the Raptors plus 1.5 over the Hawks. That's what I got it at when it opened. And they lost 121-120. I hit the Nets. I'll tell you what team burned me. The T-Wolves burned me on the Pelicans. Oh, I got burned on that. Laying the 8. They got smacked by 30. And then they got smacked by 30. All right, Joe, I got to run. You're awesome. Enjoy the games tomorrow. Have great shows this weekend on In Game Live and Football Full Circle. Thanks, Joe.
You too, brother. Love the show.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. Clippers are blowing out the Warriors, 84-61, 4.5 left in the third. Suns are up 5 on the Blazers, 7 minutes left at the Moda in Rip City. Kings are up 95-81 after 3 against the Rockets at the Golden 1 in Sacktown. So that's what's going on there in the NBA. In terms of these late games, New Mexico State up 39-24 on Rio Grande in the WAC quarters. Weber tied. Yeah.
Rio Grande.
Son, they can ball, but they're losing. They're down big to New Mexico State, the Aggies. I think that's what they are. I don't even know. Weber in Montana, 34 is at the half in the Big Sky. Hawaii trails Riverside at the half by a bucket in the Big West quarters. Colorado State, Fresno, 13-11. Rado State, the Rams in the Mountain West quarters. There you go. And I'm just seeing if anything else late was interesting. North Texas beat Old Dominion by 6. That Ole Miss win was 76-59 over South Carolina. I don't want to go through all these. The only one is Texas 67-66 over Texas Tech. Texas Tech, basically, you're telling me blew that game, Carver High?
100% blew the game. They had, I believe it was an 8 or a 10-point lead with a couple minutes to go. Let Texas get back and get to it. They had the Rock up 1, and they turned it over. Just a miserable job by the Red Raiders down the stretch.
Oh, USC by 6 over Utah in double overtime. Too bad I was laying 7. Drag. Irvine by 7 over Poly. What up with the Anteaters? This ain't no joke. Tomorrow, games out the yang all day. Blow off work. Pain-free Friday. I'll see you at 4 on Coast to Coast. 4 East, 1 West. Sports Rage is next. Good job, Carver High. Good night. Peace.